Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikat on Tassama Beis. We're holding on the top line on Tassama Beis. So we're in the middle of a story that Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, they went to say goodbye to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai respected them a lot. When they left, he told his son, go get a bracha from them. So the son, he ran after them, and he hears them having a conversation. They asked one stira, they answered it. Hadar yasvi kamibayilohu. They asked the following stira, another stira. Ksiv the pasuk says yikari mipninim v'chol chafatzecha lo yishvuba. It says that the Torah is more precious than jewels, and all of your chafatzim are not equal to it. That sounds like your personal chafatzim. Hachafse shamayim, but the desires of shamayim, referring to mitzvahs, that yishvuba, that is equal to Torah. But then ksiv the pasuk says kol chafatzim lo yishvuba. That all chafatzim are not equal to Torah. All desires are not equal to Torah. Dafilu chavte shemaimo yeshvuba. It's mashma, even mitzvahs are not equal to Torah. So they answer, kam b'mitzvah she'afshar la'aseisah de'acherim, kam b'mitzvah she'afshar la'aseisah de'acherim. If the mitzvah could get done by someone else, so then nothing's like Torah. You keep learning. But if the mitzvah cannot get done by someone else, so then it's equal to Torah, and if you have to do the other mitzvah, then you should. Amrulei, they said to him, finally they see Rav Shimon bar Yochai's son, he's standing right there, so they say to him, my boy, Isacha, we recognize you, what are you doing over here? Samar lehu, he says to them, Amrulei Abba, my father told me, Zil gabayu de levarchuch, that you should go to them, these people are so great, go to them and get a bracha. So they figured they would comply with Rav Shimon's request. So Amrulei, they give him the following bracha. They say, Yehi Rava, it should be Hashem's will. The Tizvah of Leitechzad, you should plant, you shouldn't harvest. Ta'ayo of Leitepok, you should bring in, you shouldn't bring out. Tepok Leitayo, you should bring out, you shouldn't bring in. Lichur of Besach, Velesav, Ushbizach, your house should be destroyed and you should live in an inn. Levalba Besairach, your bed should be all confused, it should be all mixed up. Veleitechzei Shato Chadaton, you shouldn't see the new year. So that didn't sound like a bracha. So ki also legabe avua, when Rashbi's son came to him, Amar lei, so he said to him, Rashbi's son said to his father, he said to Reb Shimon, loy mi baya de baruche loy bercha, not only did they not give me a bracha, avo tzauri tzauran, they cursed me out. So Amar lei, my amru lecha, so Reb Shimon says, what did they tell you? So hachi vachi amru li, so he says over, this is what they told me. So Amar lei, so Rashbi says to his son, Hanach kulu berchazeninu, that's all a bracha. They were saying to you like this. They were saying, Tizrav leitechzad, you should plant and you shouldn't harvest. Means you should plant, you should have zerasho kayama, toilet banim vloyamusu, and you shouldn't harvest. Means you shouldn't have to bury them. They shouldn't die. Ta'ayo vloytepog, you should bring in, you shouldn't bring out. Means ta'ayo kalasa vloylemusu benach. Deleipkun, that you should bring in daughter-in-laws, you should marry off your sons, and your son shouldn't die, that you'll have to then kick out your daughter-in-laws. And Tepuk v'lo tile, you should bring out, you shouldn't bring in, means toilet benasa v'lo yamusu gavrayu. It means you should have daughters also, and you should marry them off, and their husband shouldn't die v'lo hadru levasuch, that your daughters will have to then come back to you. No, you should bring them out and not bring them back in. And lich rebeis chavaleisav u'shpizach, your house should be destroyed and you should live in the inn, the high almu u'shpizach. Vahi alma besa. What they meant to say is that this world is like an inn. It's a prize door. It's only temporary. The next world, that's the real house. As the pasuk says, kirbam batei melaylam. It says that their kerev, kirbam, is their house forever. Al tikri kirbam el kivram, the kever, meaning olam habo. That's the permanent house. This house, this world, is just like an inn. So they were saying to you that your house should be destroyed and you should live in the inn, means you should have a richas yamim in this world. Levalvil petayrav, your bed should be all over the place, means bivnei uvnasa. It means that you should have a lot of children. There should be a big balagan. There should be kids running all around. Vleitachzi shatachadato, you shouldn't see a new year, means the leitamos intach, your wife shouldn't die. Vleitinsav intzach riti, that you'll have to get remarried and marry another woman, and you'll have a shana rishaina, a new year, a first year, all over again. Now you shouldn't see the new year. Your wife should live long as well. Says the Gemara, another story, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta Iktar Minei de Rav. He was saying goodbye to Rav. So Amar Leg, Lebrei, so Rav says to his son, Zil Legabe de Levarchuch, go to him, go to Reb Shimon ben Chalafta and get a bracha. So Amar Leg, so Reb Shimon gives him a bracha, Yehi Rava doi tevayish doi tezbayish. You shouldn't embarrass others, and then what goes around comes around, you and then get embarrassed yourself. Your life, you shouldn't have to face embarrassment. So also Gabe Avua, So Rav's son comes to him, and Amar Leh, and he says to him, Rav says to him, "My Amar Lecha, what did he tell you? What was the bracha?" So Amar Leh, so Rav's son says that he told me I shouldn't be embarrassed. It was Milin Da'alma Huda Amar Leh. He just told me random, like, you know, stam words. It wasn't such a great bracha. So Amar Leh, Rav says to him, not such a great bracha. Birchach birchasa de barchon kutche berichu liYisrael. He gave you the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael. Utanaba, and he even repeats the bracha. The chsivas, the pasuk says, v'chalta malcha v'savoya v'ilaltem v'goy. You shouldn't be embarrassed. You shouldn't be embarrassed. So you see, that's a bracha that Hashem gives Klal Yisrael. It's a very chash of a bracha. We mentioned in the Mishnah that a woman is allowed to put on makeup, all different types of tachshitim on Chol HaMoed, even if it involves malacha. So Tan Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Eidu in tachshitei nashim, it's kecheles, it's eyeshadow, paikesesh, to part her hair, umavir esrak al paneha, she could put on some blush, viga damri, some say maveres sakin al paneha shalmata, it refers to shaving by her paneha shalmata, and says the Gemara story that the bisud Rav Chista mekashta bampi kalasa, that the wife of Rav Chista, she was mekashed herself in front of her daughter-in-law. So she obviously was no youngster, she had a married son, and she was mekashed herself on Chol HaMoed. Yasev Rav Huna Bar Chinna Kameid Rav Chista V'yasev Kamar. So Rav Huna Bar Chinna, he says to Rav Chista, Loishanu Ala Yalda of a Zakeno Lai. Only a Yalda is allowed to put on makeup, not a Zakeno. So how do you allow your wife to put on makeup? So Amar Leh, so Rav Chista says back to him, Ha'alekim, I swear, Afilu Imach, even your mother, was very old. Afilu Ima di Imach, your grandmother. Afilu Aymendes al Kivra, a lady who's mamish on her deathbed. They're always allowed to put on makeup. The Amri Inshi people say, Bashitin kebashis, l'kal tavlo rahata, even a 60-year-old is like a 6-year-old. When she hears music at the chasna, she goes running, she likes to hear it, she likes putting on makeup, she likes looking good, she likes all the excitement, and it's all considered tzarchi aguf even for a zekena, and she's allowed to put on makeup on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Leitasad, Rabbi Yehuda had mentioned in the Mishnah that a woman is not allowed to put on lime because it causes her tzar, even though eventually it gets rid of her hair and it makes her skin look softer, afal pi, or look more refined. Afal pi kein, she's not allowed to put on the sid because it gives her tzar while it's on. So Tani learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yisha Leitasad, Mimnesha Nivul Hula, like exactly like we said in the Mishnah. However, here the Braisa tells us it modifies this halacha. That Umayda Rabbi Yehuda, it qualifies this halacha. That Umayda Rabbi Yehuda besid shechelu lekaple b'mayed. Even Rabbi Yehuda is Mayda, that if she's going to be taking off the sid at some point throughout Yomtif, throughout Chol HaMoed, shetafaltei b'mayed, so then she is allowed to put it on. Sha'af al pisha mitzera hi achshav, even though it gives her tzar now, samecha simcha hi la'achar zman, it gives her simcha in the afterwards, and that simcha is going to come during Chol HaMoed, so then it's going to be mutter. It's only if the simcha is only going to come after Yom Tov, so that's when she's not allowed to put on the sit. Now ask the Gemara, Miyesud Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Haisvara, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold of this type of svara that even though it's tzar now, since in the long run it's simcha, so we could consider it a simcha act? Vatnam, but we learned in the Mishnah, it says that you're not allowed to do business with a guy within 3 days of their holiday, because then they're going to think they're Avodah Zarah. You're causing Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. So says the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Nifran Mehen Mimnesha Meitzar. You are allowed to collect your debt if they owe you money, so then you're allowed to collect your money from a guy within 3 days of his holiday. And Amru Lai, the Chachamim said that no, Ava Pisha Meitzar Achshav, even though you're right, it gives him tzar now to have to pay you money, but Sameach Hula Achar Zman, it gives him Simcha afterwards, and then he's going to think, because of Avodah Zarah. But what do you see? That Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this type of Svara. So says the Gemara to Terutzim, Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanach Lechus Chol HaMoed. Enochanami, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold, he bats him, he does not hold that svara. However, on Chol HaMoed he does. On Chol HaMoed he's okay with something that causes tzar in the short term, since in the long run it gives simcha. The kulu meitzer achshav, v'sameach l'achar zmaninu. Because that's always the way it works on Chol HaMoed. Always there's tzar now, and then you get simcha. When the person cooks, if they don't enjoy cooking, it's still mutter on Chol HaMoed because of the simcha, because of the simcha that comes from the result of cooking. Even though the etzem maisa is not enjoyable. So it's the same thing with putting on the sit. Ravina Amar, different Teretz, that no, Rabbi Yehuda does hold of the Svara of the Chachamim Batzem, just in the, by Avodah Zarah he doesn't hold of it. Because Kusi Linin Peirayin La'ila Meitzar, he holds that the Kusi doesn't get the Simcha after the fact, when he pays off his debt, when he pays a Yid. The Rimu Lanil explains, because he wasn't necessarily ever planning on paying. When he has a Yid's money in his possession, he doesn't necessarily plan on ever paying it back. So if you collect your debt from him, if you collect the debt, so then he's never going to have that Simcha, he's just going to be Bitzar. And now says the Gemara, New Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda, that B'nais Yisrael Shegiu L'Pirkan V'lo Yegiu L'Shanim. If you have a Jewish girl who she has Shtei Sairus, but she's not yet 12 years old, and she doesn't want to have the Shtei Sairus, she's too young, it doesn't seem to fit, so there's different ways of getting rid of it. Aniyos Teiflis Aysan B'Sid. Those that were poor, they would get rid of their hair by putting some Sid on them. Ashirais Teiflis Aysan B'Sailas. They would use flour. And B'nais Malachim B'Shaman Amar, they would use Shaman Amar, Shanemar, like we find in the Pasuk, Shisha Chadash Shem and Amar, that when before the Basulis went to Achashverosh, they anointed themselves with Shem and Amar. Now, my Shem and Amar, what is Shem and Amar? Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar, it's stachas, it's a type of oil. Rav Yirmer Bar Ami Amar, it's Shem and Zayah Shulei Hevi Shlish, it's olive oil that comes from olives that are not fully ripened. And Tani, we learned in the Braisa, now Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that on Pikinoin is Shem and Zayah Shulei Hevi Shlish. Now, why do they use whatever this oil or whatever is? Shemasher as a seyar, because it gets rid of the hair, umeadin as a basar, and it makes the skin look very fine. Rav Beva Yavale Barto, Rav says the Gemara story that Rav Beva had a daughter, and Tafla Aver, and he used to anoint her with this shaman, but he did it one Aver at a time, that's the way it's the most healthy, and because of that she looked so fine, that Shakul bought Arba Meya Yizuzi for her ksuva, he was able to get 400 zuz for her. And there was a certain non-Jewish neighbor in the town, and in his neighborhood, the Havale Barta, he also had a daughter, and he saw what happened with Rebevai. So Tafla Bechad Zimna, so he mamish doused her with Shemin Amar, but he didn't realize to do it aver. He did her whole body all at once. Umesan, she ended up dying. So Amar cut like Bevai Lebarti. He used to go around saying that Bevai killed my daughter. Now says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, that Rav Bevai Deshasei Shichra Bayin Bnasei Tifla. That's only Rav Bevai, because they drank beer in his family, so therefore his daughters had more hair and they had to use this shemen. But Anan Deloisha Sinan Shichra Loi Bayin Bnasei Tifla. But we don't drink the beer, so we don't even need to come on to this tifla to begin with.